numbers I've heard are pretty good out this year for boys golf, isn't it?
We've got a lot. I told our superintendent we might need to start a 8-man football team, spring football team.
Well, that's good. The interest is there again. That's good.
Yep. Always is. Now if I can get my girls excited like that.
There you go. And you've got some quality kids back. I mean, they're all quality. I mean, some experienced kids back. I know Micah Gerlach, boy, what a phenomenal junior year that kid had. And I know he is anxiously awaiting a good senior season, isn't he?
He is. He's pretty excited right now. He's hungry. I think he told his mom, said, don't expect me in every afternoon until at least 7:30, 8 o'clock. So he's almost sleeping at the golf course.
Yeah, he's putting the hours in. Of course, he's going to do some college golfing that was announced recently, which is great. And I know he had a great run in the state meet last year, and he would like to be right back there again this year.
Oh, absolutely. But this year, I know he wants to bring his teammates with him.
Exactly. You want to get the whole team, not just individuals, don't you?
Exactly. We do. And we've got some experience. We've got, along with him, what it looks like right now from what qualifying we've done, it looks like four of those kids are going to be seniors.
So your experience, really the cream to the rose to the top as far as your experience guys came through, didn't they?
It is. And all the seniors are playing pretty well, and then we've got a sophomore that's coming on playing really well as well.
So you're going to have some competition. I mean, for this first meet, you have a pretty good idea after qualifying, but don't be surprised if you had some others, in challenging each and every week that, hey, they might get a chance to break in that lineup maybe once or twice.
Oh, absolutely. We've got, I feel like if some of the kids keep improving, I feel like, and we're going to allow, we're going to allow challenges every week, to at least four and five, and we'll keep one, two, and three if they play well in the matches. But we're going to allow challenges to at least four and five, and there's a couple of kids there that could bump them out from time to time.
With the number of kids you have out, Coach, it's almost you almost wish you had, and then maybe you do some JV invites. I don't think there's many you're involved in, but gosh, with the number of kids, you almost kind of need another round of schedule, some different invites, don't you?
We're trying right now, Coach Billner and I are trying to get a JV invite here. We've got to talk to Brandon at the golf course and see if we can set something up because we have nothing. I mean, some matches, they allow you to take an extra kid, but it's kind of a shame. I'm going to take our invite. We're going to allow six kids to come. Of course, you can only score four, but that sixth one is going to be designated to JB, but I'm probably going to take two because I got a couple kids that are pretty close in numbers as far as qualifying. So I figure it's my meat. I can do what I want to with it.
Exactly right. There you go. How is the course at Cross Creek looking? God, we've had zero moisture, zero rain. Boy, it's been so tough, hasn't it?
It has, but I'm going to tell you, Brad Harris has worked his butt off this winter. I know that he was hauling water all winter, hard as he could go with a water tank. I think he's got a 750-gallon water tank, and you're not putting a lot on those greens, but anything helps. We've got a little bit of winter kill, but the greens right now are getting better daily. He swept them, mowed them, and day-to-day they're getting better and better. They're speeding up every single day.
But you're going to find this out probably every course you go to, every meet you go to around here, they're going through the same problem.
Nobody's in any different shape than we are, And where I really feel bad is for the farmers right now.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what Mother Nature has in store for us for the month of April. I've heard we're going to get a round of moisture. It's going to come through, but I won't believe it until I see it.
I won't either. Now, there's a chance next Wednesday and Thursday. And, I want to play this first meet, and I know our kids, we've been practicing. By the time the first meet's here, we will have been practicing for a month.
Mm-hmm.
So they're ready to play.
Yeah.
They want to play. They want to compete. But I'd also like to see some rain. If the good Lord would just hold it off to that night, maybe Wednesday night and Thursday.
We will cross fingers. Nice. Yeah, we'll cross fingers. And I tell you, you got a good field of teams. So you always do for this first invite, don't you?
We do. We really do. And should be some good players there, too. Some good teams there. You know, when you got Hitchcock County, you got Jack Baker, who's a good player. And then you got Builder over at Southwest. So there should be some good teams there.
Yep, when you're going to see a lot of these teams, probably a lot, you know, at each and every meet. You'll see some of the same teams, some different ones, I'm sure. But, boy, your conference, you're going to see them pretty much maybe every week. But there's some good teams, and as you said, good individuals this year in the conference.
There is. There really is. This is my first year here, but I was just looking back. In fact, earlier today I was looking back. And a lot of kids that have qualified for state in the past and played in state. I know 2 years ago, Jack Baker from Hitchcock County finished second in the state, and he's a senior this year. And I've scored before during districts and things like that and seen him play. So there should be some good competition, which, I mean, that's what our kids want. I mean, I know they're hungry for competition.
Coach, it sounds like it's going to be a great year, a great spring once again for your group. They're going to be fun to watch, aren't they?
I think they are. I really do. I think they're excited. I've got some good help helping me this year, some good volunteer help. And cause it's tough. There's no way I could do 16 kids just by myself. Mm-hmm. There's no way. And which I did have one of my coaches went down yesterday. He had a knee replacement, so he's going to be out for a little while, but I've had some really good help, and the kids are excited. They're eager to learn. We got some kids that have never picked, they didn't know which end to hold. Some brand new kids that have never played golf before, but they're excited about it, and it's a lifelong skill that maybe they'll enjoy.